Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Paddy Kilmurray at the NBN Newsroom. Good morning. Mate, worst movie.
Hey, Donnie,
mate, I'm good. Worst movie you've ever seen, and have you ever walked out on a movie?
Never walked out on one. The worst movie I've ever seen is Kickboxer, but I absolutely love it. It's like a guilty pleasure. Just Jean-Claude Van Damme at his worst and his best at the same time.
And you could never pick between the two, really, could you?
No, it sort of molds into the one thing. But yeah, it's an absolute shocker, but I started watching it on Netflix the other day, and I was just, I couldn't leave. I was like, this is horrendous, but it's like a, rubbernecking at it.
Yeah, it's like a car crash, isn't it? The muscles from Brussels, all right.
Yeah.
Hey, a couple of minor football games on this weekend. Let's kick it off with the AFL.
Yeah, look, I can't wait. Swansea Dogs on Saturday afternoon, and we've got a local boy in it, Isaac Keeney. I was out at his parents' house at Black Hill 2 days ago, and they're just lovely people. We've got a lovely place out there at Black Hill, sort of showed me around the house where Isaac used to train. They've got like a 3K running loop sort of around their property, and they reckon he used to, as a young boy, just get up and do time trials on a Saturday morning, and his brother Bo would just be going, what is wrong with my younger brother? You know, why is he up so early on Saturday just absolutely flogging himself? But I suppose that's just the drive and determination that it takes to get to the top. And, you know, this weekend he's going to play the AFL Grand Final, and he's a midfielder. He's a player that's going to be very, very involved. And, look, he's had some pretty bloody good performances this year. And I don't want to put any pressure or any, you know, external sort of forces on him. But maybe, you know, he's got to be sort of in there, the Norm Smith medal. If he was the best on ground, you wouldn't put it past him.
Okay. Scoreline and who's going to win?
Look, they're saying wet weather, so the Swans have been pretty good in the wet this year. Look, I know that Dogs have got some players out. They've had players out most of the season, and when you look at the players they've had out, you go, geez, it's scary how good they'd be if they had those blokes in. But McVay got through the session this morning. Look, I think it's hard to go by the Swans, because they were so powerful against Geelong. It could be wet, but they've got to blow the Dogs off the park in the sort of, I reckon, the first term. So if they do that, I reckon the Swans comfortably.
Yeah, it all changes on Grand Final Day and the NRL on Sunday. Look, the Shire is going ballistic, hoping for the first win for the Sharkies. Storm are going to try and thwart that. How do you see it?
I've got a bit of a 97. A bit of a 97 vibe. I just sort of feel it's time for the Sharks. Shane Flanagan on the news last night say that they're going to get the bus out of ANZ Stadium. So it'll be interesting to see the emotion, how emotional that'll be for the players. I remember the Knights played in 97. They pretty much lined the entire F3 freeway down to Sydney for, you know, just to show their support. Blokes were in tears the whole way. So we got home over the line. I'm going with the Sharks. I just feel like they've got a sixth gear. You see the Storm sort of, I just feel like, yeah, they wrestle and everything they do at the ruck is brilliant, but I sort of feel like they've got fifth gear and they stay at fifth gear the whole match, whereas I feel like the Sharks, you know, can drop back in the third and then boost up this sixth gear that they've got. So I think it could be a little bit of a fairy tale, and it might be time for Cronulla, Todd.
Yeah, I reckon it's Cronulla's time as well. Paddy, have a great weekend. Stay to the breeze, and we'll talk to you next week.
Good stuff. Thanks, Todd.
2NUR FM 103.7.